Welcome to this month's audio meditation. As we've been doing this year, we'll continue to deepen our experience of gratitude. And so, beginning here now, I'd like to invite you to start by noticing that in this moment, your body is supported by some surface under you, and that surface itself may be supported by a building, or you may be on the earth itself. Notice whatever levels and layers of support are available for you right now, whether it be a piece of furniture supported by the floor, which is supported by the building, which in turn finds support from the earth itself, or whether you're on a blanket supported by the grass, supported by the dirt, supported by the earth. Just taking a moment to experience levels and layers of support. Inside your own body-mind being, there are also levels and layers of support. Your conscious mind, for example, can choose to focus on the subject of gratitude. Orienting to gratitude creates an intention to resonate with that experience. That intention reaches into your deep wisdom consciousness, what we sometimes call the unconscious or the non-conscious parts of you, that then resonate with an even deeper experience of the qualities and presence of gratitude. Then there are the arenas of collective consciousness, whether you think of it in psychological terms, as psychologist Carl Jung did when he talked of the collective unconscious, or in quantum physics terms, where you imagine an information field filled with the experience and understanding of gratitude from all people all around the planet. So notice ever expanding levels of the experience and awareness of gratitude moving throughout your whole body, mind, being. Simply be present to the fact of all these levels and layers of support that work for you in every moment. Notice what it's like to imagine that you can touch into the entire human experience of gratitude in all its many iterations and variations. That the living presence of gratitude is always available when you tune into that particular resonance, simply by choosing to do so, like shining a light in a certain part of a room. You turn your awareness to the living presence of gratitude. Our theme this month is to deepen an experience and exploration of gratitude for the people who are close in our lives, people who we consider loved ones, dear friends, close colleagues, people we care about at a personal level, people who are meaningful to us in some deeper way compared to what we explored last month with people we'll never know who serve the quality of our life all the time. This time, the invitation is to open your heart space to the people who matter to you in a personal way, in an immediate and important way. So to begin, I'd like to invite you to become aware of your heart space and notice what's the response in your body when you hear me say that this month we'll be focusing on gratitude for people who are meaningful to us. Does your heart open more when you consider that idea? Or does it have any other kind of mixed response? I'd like to include in the category of people who have meaning to us, non-human beings as well. You may be a person whose closest relationship is with an animal or a bird of some kind of other living being. Some of your close-in relationships may be with trees or nature. This meditation is to embrace an experience of gratitude for people, beings, and life forms that are deeply meaningful to you. As you open up to the living presence of gratitude, notice again your heart space and begin to bring into your awareness the people, beings, or life forms that you care deeply about. They may not be the ones who are absolutely closest in, but they are definitely presences in your life that you care deeply about. As they come into your awareness, allow your heart space to send gratitude to each and every one of them. Notice the sensations in your body and the quality of your state of awareness as you do this. You might find that there will be the occasional person or other being or life form where you find yourself wanting to linger in your expression of gratitude for them. Be sure to include your heart space, your whole resonating experience as you radiate gratitude to them. Allow any sounds in your environment to arise, move through, and move on as you deepen even more now into your expression of gratitude for the people, beings, and life forms for whom you care deeply. As you explore this month's theme of expressing gratitude to loved ones, notice how you imagine the quality of your daily life will be affected by holding this expression of gratitude in the foreground of your awareness. You might find that you want to offer more overt expressions of your gratitude in some way, maybe writing someone a note or an email, or simply by holding this radiating feeling of deep thanks for their presence in your life. If they are loved ones who are no longer in physical life, notice how they live in your heart and how your gratitude for them and for their impact on your life can continue. We carry our loved ones with us all the time, those who are physically present and those who aren't, and they live vividly in our heart space. And the love we hold is profoundly nourished by our experience and expressions of gratitude. Notice your physical sensations now. Notice your response to gratitude as it moves into and through you, out into your world. Notice as well the state of mind, emotion, thoughts that come with a living experience of gratitude. And imagine what it would be like to return to this gratitude many times a day. To invite yourself to make gratitude a constant companion and a deep abiding habit of mind and body being. Resonating with gratitude. Tuning into it as you would tune into a nourishing radio station or television show. Feeding yourself the health and well-being promoting qualities of the living presence of gratitude. Just as it nurtures your experience of loving people, your life, the world around you, it nurtures your body, mind, being as well. Gratitude is good psychological and energetic food. It constitutes nourishment of a deep and profound kind. as we move toward closing this meditation, notice the resonating tone of your body-mind experience and imagine going forward into your day or into whatever activities are next with this resonating tone as the focus of your awareness and experience. Gratitude is a gift to the recipient and the giver. It opens the heart. It opens our experiences to the world around us. And all we need to do is remember to choose it, to experience and express it as part of our ongoing daily quality of life. And so for now, as we close this meditation, I wish you well. And until next time, take good care.